something, some energy, some intelligence is moving us toward something, individually and collectively. I don't know if that sounds vague to you, intangible, but it conveys two key points we must get on board with in 2026. The future must be felt, and we must trust the mystery of what is unfolding. This is not a happy place for the mind. The mind is very uncomfortable not knowing, not driving. But the new reality that is already formed, vibrating in this new light, the new cycle we are now on the threshold of, and this new day of the new sun, of a new earth, now glistening free of the veils of our history, it must be intuited and anchored through the heart, through what you love and your ability to love. So again, something, some energy, some intelligence is moving us toward a new reality, individually and collectively. It is a presence. It is a consciousness. This something is informing all the constructs and institutions on our planet. It is informing weather and time, and it is informing consciousness and hearts. It is a momentum that cannot be slowed or thwarted. But how we experience this new energy and presence in our world is up to us, individually and collectively. I love this. You can feel the freedom and invitation of this, this understanding and truth. It just feels rarefied and special and informed by love. There's a lot going on. There was a lot going on energetically in December. December was beautifully intense, demanding rest, stillness, mindfulness, thoughtfulness, time with the mother. I posted images from my Christmas morning run on social media. The sky was filled with the higher expression of Christmas in the human world. That sky had the frequencies of Merry Christmas from everything on high. And within the must be present, what are you completing? What are you witnessing during the final throes of the completion cycle? There was a profound sense of order and peace, calm, and freedom. I had this sensation all during December, which it is not too late to work with in your lives and experiences, especially so through January 30th. I could literally feel, there's that capacity we all have, I could feel the liberation in December. I kept seeing the imagery of being shackled in a chair, a wooden chair, which is an earth element, which I had been strapped, my ankles, my thighs, my torsos, shoulders, arms, wrist, hands, neck. But I was feeling and seeing all those bindings that had held me in place, in a frequency, a belief, a story. I could see and feel them. The imagery was so powerful, coming undone. the energies of this experience communicated, you are free now. And another key aspect of this imagery in this now, the beginning of a new cycle, this is the consciousness pivot from mind, from ego, from lower chakras, that I felt and understood what was happening. I could feel the liberation, even when nothing around me was apparently different. This is so important to understand. Our lower chakras hold us to a reality that is bound. But this consciousness pivot from the mind to our feeling nature, to intuition, to trust, to the mystery, it's to a reality beyond our conditioning and belief, the history that has bound us. So we're still very much in the first supermoon, full moon energies of the year, arriving yesterday. Just so much support for moving to a new cycle and new levels of self right out of the gate of 2026. So I just offer and invite you to use this imagery, this experience, which was very real, continues to be very real for me in my consciousness. Use this during the full moon energy and the new moon on the 18th. The sacred season influx, holiness present through the 30th, and then the fiery movement and gift of the fire horse initiating in February. Just wow, 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 wow. So, the resurrection and birth codes of the winter solstice 2025 were strong. The gateway sensations of fading out of one reality and rising into another provided just a really deep invitation to drop in, as we did at the beginning of the show. Surrender, be still. December was palpable. Just this sacred passage for spiritual growth. And even now, as words are forming and coming out of my mouth, what I'm feeling and sensing and seeing, and it's collective, it's in the field so strongly. However this imagery kind of lands for you, another expression of it is that you've been sitting in one place, held in a consciousness, this belief system story for a long time, and I just see and feel this energy of standing up. It's almost like stepping out of your clothes, stepping out of what you have been wearing, but what you have been wearing is a story and a belief, and you're standing up, and everything, what you are sitting on, what you are wearing, the imagery and metaphor of the shackles that I described, it's like you're just rising out of that mode of being that we've been just bound to for so long. Whole Piscean age. And leaving it behind. Taking a step, then another, then another. The cosmic alignments of the new moon and the solstice and the 12-12 and the 12-21 gateways provided this really felt unity with the higher realms, and organic, meaning not influenced by the lower realms, ascension gateways. And in addition to capturing this ascension gateway over these ancient mountains on Christmas Day on my run early in the morning, just me and the beloved, I also had a really special, unusual for this time of year, bear encounter. I came around a curve on the top of the mountain, and everything is really bare now because we're in our winter season. I came around this corner, and this bear was like lollying along on the trail, going in the same direction of me, ahead of me, maybe 3 or 4 car lengths. And so I remained really quiet, and I slowed my run to a walk, and I'm getting out my camera because I want to get its picture. And all the while, I'm still walking, approaching it, until I got close enough to not startle it and took its picture. And then it turned and it saw me, and I took another picture. And then it started to get off the trail and go up a mountain, and it stopped again, turned around, got another picture as it's looking at me. And I started talking to it. "It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you." It was a moment. And that bear encounter with the energy medicine in that moment really filled me with vision and awareness of how 2026 will unfold, what this year is asking of me. And I know that that same in-the-moment guidance, synchronicity, invitation, and love was and is with you during this palpable, sacred season. That very same run, all by myself, Christmas morning, in extraordinary existence, palpable existence, hallelujah, streaming from the light of this new sun. I'm running along at another point, and a hawk zipped. I mean, it's like it just came from nowhere off the side of the trail, right onto the trail in front of me, and flew in front of me as if to say, "This is the way. This is the direction." And it wasn't about the trail I was running on at all. It's about my focus, my intention, my devotion, the guidance I'm getting, the guidance we're all getting if we are in the present moment, working with these energies, creating space within the known of our reality, what the ego is comfortable pacing and doing every single day, that driven world of the old masculine, the Piscean age, and tuning into that energy of, I'm getting up from this place. I'm moving on from this place. This place doesn't have energy to nurture me anymore. I'm entering the rise. I'm allowing the rise. My whole being is focused on embodying this rise of a new cycle. You must prepare the space. You must create a flow in your world that allows for you to be in your highest frequency to receive this new energy. And now, with the completion energies dropping off, our focus shifts to the present opportunity for transformation. The backdrop of what we are now moving to and aligning with is that spiritually intense energies amplify new light, revelation, and inner sun emergence. As new humans, this cosmic template of cycle completion and birth into a new experience is actualized. And just note that the first three letters of the actualized are act. We have to decide and choose powerfully when we as individuals are done with the past, the old cycle. I have a close spiritual sister, older and in many ways further ahead on her journey than me, but we spent some time together in December, no coincidence there, and she was talking about the inner work she was doing, going deep into the old cords of the relationship with her mother, who has been gone many years. And as I listened to her, I felt the Shining Ones moving into the space we were sharing, she and I. And after she was done saying everything that she needed to say about her healing work, I know for the 25 years that I've known her that this is her practice to kind of isolate and go deep and meditate deep and go into the past and go into cutting cords. And when she was done telling me of what her latest focus was, the Shining Ones were very clear and articulate in responding. And it was strong energy that she's been doing the deep work for decades. She knows how to go inward and connect with different dimensions and clear old energy. But at some point, we have to decide and choose powerfully that we are done. There is tremendous light here with us now. This new light is carrying the frequency of the future. Our future selves, our new selves and roles as new humans, future creation, the codes of remembrance that we incarnated at this time to now embody and step into. The Shining Ones went on to articulate that our human psyches are fragile. If we keep running the energy of the past, the old, what no longer even exists, even with good intentions, we are not here. Vertical dispensation, working with this new light.